All right, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And I built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Very important. Now, in 1 Corinthians 3:10, I want you, as we study the government of the fivefold ministry gift. I hear an apostle speaking according to the grace of God which is given to me. Now he called himself, the apostle Paul called himself, because of the grace of God. See, it's because of the grace, according to the grace of God. Are we in 1 Corinthians 3:10? Now notice how the apostle appropriate this class, according to the grace of God. See, all five gifts, ministry gifts, are under grace. That grace depicts the fact that the person is not thinking they're doing it. Very important. And the Lord alert me as I read it, according to the grace of God which is given to me as a wise master builder. So he's not a wise master builder his own. It's a grace from God. I've laid the foundation. Another man built it on. He's talking about an apostolic foundation. But every man take heed how he build it there on. On this foundation of apostleship, you got to take heed how you build upon it, because it's not a regular building. I want to go back over a few things with your class that we studied. The apostle, the Lord used apostolic ministry to lay foundation, number one, and help govern the proper construction of his building. Now he's talking about the church. Now he's not talking about a physical building, they're talking about the spiritual aspect of building. To lay a foundation, a spiritual foundation, a apostolic foundation, an apostolic government must come to the pastor, the prophet, the pastor, teacher, and evangelist. Then it comes down to the people. Very important. The builder is the Lord. See, that back, we're back to a fact that anything you do in ministry is from a grace perspective. It's not by might nor by power, but and as long as you recognize that you're graced by God to carry this out for him, it's not you doing it. The builder is the Lord, and the apostles are the architects he used to construct the building. You remember in Matthew 16, he said, upon this rock I'll build my church. So it's a spiritual building. When they say those, he that hears the word and doeth the word, like a man buildeth house on a rock, he that hears not, like a man build. You got to watch how you build. And so religion, tradition, and doctrine of men have caused the church at large to build improper. So, you know, and I keep that negative aspect, but I got to teach you, because I want you to go out there knowing this, that everything says is in the will of God is not. Wise master builder have the wisdom to lay a proper foundation and build upon it correctly by the grace of God. See, so the wise, so the apostle is training people how to be wise master builder in the spirit. And they have, now listen to this, they have supernatural wisdom through the anointing to know when a house is constructed correctly or incorrectly. This ability is grace. I like that. This ability is grace. So what the Lord is pointing out to us from that first taking, from this 10th verse, 1 Corinthians 3:10, according to the grace of God. You see, and so God plays certain graces upon gifts and ministries to do certain things. They have supernatural wisdom through the anointing to know when a house is constructed correctly or incorrectly. This ability is by grace. So what we're talking about now is, let's talk a few minutes about apostolic discernment. I mean, it's coming up in my spirit. They can discern and correct, if you let them, something that is not built correct in the spirit realm. That's so important that we have that type of anointing. So we're talking about two things now, two major things, class, I want you to know it. Grace and anointing. Those two things must be. Grace and anointing. There's a grace and there's an anointing. And those two runs the functioning of the spirit world through an individual. I like that. Grace and anointing. Those two. You need to get it. You need both of those functioning, my word I made up, functionizing or flowing properly to get the job done. Ability of it is by grace and by the anointing. They have grace from the Lord to be wise, Master Bill. And I said to you, I'm repeating myself, but I want you to understand it. The wise master builder knows the importance of foundation. Foundation is so important. I thank God this ministry, I kept building, kept building, kept building, kept building, kept asking questions, kept changing, kept doing whatever God told me to do. And now the ministry on a solid foundation, because I know it's by grace, it's by anointing, and it's not by me. That's very, very important. They know the strength of the house is determined by the foundation of the home. So the strength of a ministry is determined by the foundation of that ministry. If the foundation is laid right, the building gonna come out all right. Even now in this pandemic and stuff we're going through now, the foundation of this ministry is built properly. Therefore, the members of this church should know what to do. I mean, they've been taught. I just talked to some people. They've been here 40 years, 41 years with me. They've been taught properly. And so they know how to fight the good fight of faith. They minister foundational truth concerning, listen, salvation, holiness, deliverance, prayer, the Holy Spirit. So now, class, I want you to get it. These foundational truth for real ministry is truth, number one. And truth about what? Concerning salvation, holiness. Now, see people talk about salvation, but they don't talk much about holiness. Holiness is so important in the spirit world. Holiness. Pure, being pure, living a clean life, so important in the spirit world, because God cannot use an unclean man or unclean woman. Oh, they got them doing things, but it's not really being used. Holiness, deliverance. See, ministry got to have some deliverance. They don't have no deliverance. I don't want to be no part of it. Prayer and the Holy Spirit, those are powerful. So that's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that is important for the foundation of a ministry. Turn to Romans 15. Romans 15 and 20. Let me read that verse before I start. Apostles don't like to build upon another foundation. In Romans 15:20 says, yeah, so I strive to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. That's important that you learn from God yourself. Now you study, I study a lot of books and get a lot of insight from many men, many apostles. Apostles are training me now. But you got to build a foundation yourself. Since apostles are foundation layer, they generally don't like to build upon another man's foundation. Hallelujah. They would rather lay a new foundation when the foundation is not correct. Now, if anybody as a pioneer down here in Darrow, in the state of Louisiana, there's a lot of things I had to do just being led by the Spirit. Why our ministry is so solid. I tried my best to follow God in my insufficiency, but His grace became sufficient to build this ministry, build this school. Ministerial Association, Leroy Thompson Ministry. We built it a certain way. Even our television ministry, we foundationally built it. Even now we're doing some new things in the spirit, witnessing. God showed us how to build it a certain way. It's just listening to him and yielding to the grace and yielding to the wisdom that he give you. They have the anointing to replace it with a correct foundation. Now, even in taking this ministry over Mount Zion Baptist Church, it moved from Mount Zion to Word of Life Christian Center as the Lord gave us wisdom on how to lay the foundation in a stronger manner. Now we're baptized with the Holy Ghost, we're speaking in tongues, we're operating in the gifts of the Spirit, et cetera, healing. Even we have gone to the point of health. We've gone to the point of finances in the church should be, and in individuals in the church, seed sowed and tithe should have a life of plenty. The long time they want the church to be just a little security place, but we taught the body of Christ with the prophetic apostolic revelation of money coming. Apostolic anointing class will be the strongest in area, region, alive, where a foundation need to be laid. An apostle can minister as a pastor or a teacher in many cases, and I live that every day. But before best, when a foundation needs to be laid. In other words, the experience that I have under my belt now from the grace and goodness and anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ, I can help ministers reset or restructure their foundation that their people can be blessed and greater blessed. Turn to 1 Corinthians, put these notes down. I want you to have these scriptures. 1 Corinthians 3:6. Now we're going to deal with now apostles or planters. 1 Corinthians 3:6, Apostle Paul said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God give the increase. So we're talking about planting, watering, and giving the increase. But apostles are designed and called by God to plant. Plant. They have the anointing to plant new works. Well, I've done that. I took an old work and planted it into a new work. I've done that by the grace of God. Isn't that something? I didn't even know it was apostolic. Didn't know what apostle really was. A planter must be able to plow through territory that is not conducive to plant. Oh my God. Oh my God. How many territories we had to plow through to get here where we are now. Not only a national but international ministry. But it where I started out at, 13 members. You see, I think you should have an example. If you're going to teach something, you have to have an example of it. And apostleship, here's another aspect of bona fide apostleship, what happened to this ministry. They break up the fertile ground and plant the seed of the word, exactly what we did. Planters are sowers. Apostles sow their lives and ministry within the place of their sin. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you got to go all out. If you're talking about being in ministry, and ministry can't be a sideline. Ministry, your family first, then the ministry. That's the way it's supposed to go. Your family first. Well, God first, your family second, then the ministry. That's the way it goes. He wants you to take care of your family. He don't want you to go out just preaching and preaching, and you're not looking out for your family. So God first, family second, and ministry third. Now, all three of those, or the ministry, the family, and the ministry is God's. It belongs to him, and he wants you to take care of them right. Apostles sow their lives and ministry within the place they are sent. New moves of God produce new revelation that require new churches to carry and preach that revelation. Now, I know myself, my family, my staff, a lot of my members, the remnant of my members, we're to do this. New move of God produce new revelation that require new churches to carry and preach that revelation. We talk about new churches. What do you mean by new churches? Well, The church been in religion and tradition. Some of y'all been through it. I've been through it. Denomination, organization have clouded, polluted to a certain extent the move of the Spirit. And so the cleaning agent that has to be used to get the church flowing right is the Word. Jesus said, you're cleansed through my Word. So when the Word come in properly, the structure start changing. The foundation start changing. The structure start changing. The people start changing. You know, I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen from a Catholic to a Baptist to a Word of Faith to to an apostolic church. This church is an apostolic church. All of y'all gonna operate in the apostolic. New moves of God, I won't say it again, produces new revelation that require new churches to carry and preach that revelation. This is why new churches must be planted even in the area where there are already existing churches. See, now, let me talk about people going overboard with these new churches. They got to be the right kind of new churches, because they're coming up with all kind of stuff now. You know, they're coming up with praise breaks for 2 hours with no ministering at all. That's not right. And people need to be fed the Word of God. People need to be fed, and they need to be led by the Spirit, not by a pre-programmed ideal, psychologically, worldly ways of drawing a crowd. It's not the crowd. It's always God always uses the remnant. You heard me, class? God always uses the remnant that is obeying him. And he'll make them more powerful than the crowd. I don't know no ministry in the world more powerful than my ministry. I'm not bragging. It's grace and the anointing. But the foundation been laid for 48 years, so it's powerful and it's solid. You know, I do very little counseling. And the one who comes to me for counseling, they give me the answer while we're sitting down talking. They got it in them, see? Just the old paradigm of, I need to talk to a pastor about this. No, they know what to do. You know what to do. As you sit in this school, you know what to do. Because the grace of God is going to come upon you. And you have the anointing. Apostles have the authority and power to do this, to build a church in the midst of tradition. I did that. See, I'm thankful to God to have evidence also. So you hear me refer to me, but I'm referring to grace, all right, and the anointing. But I had the opportunity to see all that. For me, myself, I don't know how we got here. You see what I'm saying? And then again, I know by faith, by grace, by mercy, by revelation, by the goodness of God, by obedience, by being willing. Remember now, remember Isaiah 1:19, it's going to serve you well. If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. That voice has been with me many years. Willing, not just willing, but obedient. Otherwise, because a lot of times God going to tell you do something that you can't get a second emotion. Just you and him. I've done that many times. Stepped out in areas like walking on water. Stepped out in that area, and if he didn't keep me, I was going under. When I bought my first jet, that's what we did. But I knew he wanted me to go. We flew 500 hours in 1 year, just flying and flying and flying and flying and preaching. But you got to step out. They preach revelation and plant churches to carry that revelation. All right, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28. No, ain't no such thing. I'm at 12. Oh, I'm 12, chapter 11, verse 28. Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Apostles care for local churches. Now, I don't know how many churches I got on the map. I think it's 160 something ministers. but there are churches that are under me. Matter of fact, there are ministers preaching the next Sunday what I preach this Sunday. And I told them the church will grow. And we talked about miracles Sunday morning. We talked about miracles. All they got to do is preach that message. A possible responsible churches they plant and oversee. They carry local churches in their hearts and prayer. And I do that. I do that. And then let's look at another thing. They correct. They correct. And are responsible for order in these churches. Now, you know, like I told you last week, I don't know if you caught it, the Lord told me to call one of my young pastors. I called him and see how he's doing. He said, I'm having a meeting with all the ministers tonight. So I talked to him a few minutes about the meeting and what the meeting was about. He said, something been talking about me, something don't come to church, and I'm just going to deal with it tonight. And I listened to him. He said, you got any suggestions? I said, yeah, cancel it. He had to be trusting me as a father to do that. He said, it's canceled. Then I explained to him why. You don't open a door for people to attack you. I said, now, if the Lord won't instruct you, y'all listening? If the Lord won't instruct you to minister to him, do it one by one and do it privately. See, that's apostolic wisdom there. I've been through it. Now, I'm not a meeting person. I'm not about all these meeting, church meetings. I'm about services to preach to God, but I'm all these board meeting and talking to the minister and having, I'm not about all that unless the Lord tells me that, because it's just confusion. So I'm a minister of no meeting. I don't have no. I ain't got nothing to discuss. I don't want to discuss nothing. I want to hear what the Lord's saying, and that's what I do. All right. So apostolic ministry is graced by God. You remember what we said in Ephesians 4. To care for and oversee local churches. Now here he says, make a statement here, apostles know the importance of the local church. Oh yes, I know how important it is. They know that local churches must remain strong in order to reach people with the gospel and disciple new believers. Well, I think we're about right at 11,000 people getting saved by apostolic wisdom. God give us that wisdom. Never seen it in the church before. Never seen it. 13,000 people saved. We got people all over the world, in India, Brazil, Hawaii, everybody witnessing. And we're on an app, and we're a team. And winning people, I was counting yesterday, the first time I did it, 17 was one locally right here, one behind another one yesterday. They understand the spiritual warfare involving trying to plant and maintain churches. It's a warfare because you got an enemy. But the enemy, when you know what to do, the enemy don't stand a chance. They nourish and cherish these churches and have a responsibility from heaven to oversee them. Now, I'm not letting nobody in the LTMA that I can't oversee. I got churches in there larger than my church, but I'm the overseer. And so they train their people. See, if you following me in a church, don't ever mention my name. You ain't following me. See, so when I go to that church, the people should be familiar with me, know my position. And all my churches, when I go to the church, the people know that I'm the apostle of that church. It's powerful. It's very simple if you do it the right way. They nourish and cherish these churches and have a responsibility from heaven to oversee them. The apostles' greatest joy come in seeing churches birth, growing, and fully developing in a strong fellowship in the area which it was planted. Now, my apostleship, because of a lack of apostleship, churches had started, and actually, we are planting those churches more firmly in revelation and anointing and wisdom now by those who sat under me. It's amazing. The Spirit just told me that. See? So a lot of churches I didn't plant, but they're being planted on another foundation now, since those person who had taken a church and had started it, but now the church is moving to another dimension. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Church is moving to another dimension. Acts 1:20. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another's take. Apostles, watch this now, apostles are bishops, overseers of local churches. So now I'm finding out now, I'm a bishop too. Bishop overseer, isn't that something? Of churches. To oversee means to survey. Come on, I want you to get that now. What do you mean? To mean to survey, watch, inspect, exam, supervise. I want you to get this. To oversee. Now, the most beautiful scripture, turn to Acts 20. This is powerful. Acts 20 and 28. This is laid out here. The Apostle Paul talking to the pastors as a bishop and as an overseer, as an apostle. Here's what he said in Acts 20, 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves, to all the flock, talking to pastors now, over thee which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he have purchased with his own blood. Now notice what he said in verse 29. He's about to leave them. He's laid a foundation. If I know this, that after my departure, well, there's something else I want you to see. Wait a minute. Verse 26. Go back to verse 26. Wherefore, Acts 20, 26. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shown to declare unto you all the counsel of God. See, the apostle talking to the churches. Then he says, see, I've taught you. I told you all the counsel of God. I'm about to leave now, so here's what I want to leave you with. Take heed therefore unto yourself to all the flock who watch the Holy Ghost have made you overseer. Who made him overseer? To feed the church of God. See, the Holy Ghost made you overseer to feed. Which he, and it, three things there. The Holy Ghost has made you overseer, feed the church, and then remember his church, which he had purchased with his own blood. Now, he warned them, the apostle warned the pastor, in verse 29, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolf enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Then he said, he warned them further in verse 30. Also of your own self shall men arise. That happened in every church. Speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. I had a man one time. He's a good man. He bought my lunch the other day. Me and my wife was out. And he went and started a church. He wasn't supposed to start a church then. Maybe later on. But we were doing some visitation. We had names. So we were trying to collect all the names. And he was part of it. And then when one of my sons asked him, how many names you got? I'm getting my name. I'm starting my own church. I mean, he caught him before he knew it. And I took him in the office and talked with him. And I told him, I said, he said, I can do the same thing. I said, son, you see this stuff, but you got to be trained. You're not ready yet. But he went on and started. You know, and he's not going to move like he should move. He's a good boy. But I've had that happen more than one time. He says in verse 31, therefore watch and remember that by the Spirit of 3 years, I see not to warn you one night and day with tears. Now, brother, I commend you to God. See, look at verse 32 now. He has an apostle. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. See that? Which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. Now that's apostolic instruction to pastors in Ephesus. Apostle Paul, he left them. He told them, take heed to yourself. The bishopric inspection is an office, work, charge, a position of being an overseer. Apostles have the official right to inspect the church they plan to oversee. Now, listen to this, and I don't do this. They are not called to dominate and control the saints. See, you can't do that. And see, now a lot of organization that are out, that's what they do. And you know, I do an impartation, what, once a month? I get online, I got 162 or 177 people in the impartation, they all be online. Nobody got to fuss at them, nothing, they're online. Because they're dedicated to the things that go. I believe some LTMA members might be in this class. I know the man and his wife from India, they're in this class. And but they all submitted. Viviana from Brazil, she in this class. Isn't that something? They're not called a dominating controller saying, I don't want to do that in the church. I don't want to dominate. It had to be a revelation, not a domination. You get out of revelation. See, information is not good enough by itself. See, when you give people information with revelation, with manifestation, with demonstration, people will follow you because they know it's of God. When spirit of denomination and control manifest through an apostle, deliverance is needed to avoid judgment from the Lord. See, I don't want that either. Apostles, along with other ministry gifts, are responsible to bishop, the saint, with love and wisdom. See, the apostle is not the only bishop. The pastor is a bishop too. See, but you minister to this, oversee the saint with love and wisdom. All right, class, now look at Acts 14, 23. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. Apostles ordain elders, but they commend them to the Lord. Apostles ordain and set elders in place to govern local churches or congregation. Apostles have the wisdom class and discernment to recognize and appoint elders who are called and qualified. Now, you notice that in Acts chapter 6. See, now I don't do none of the details in this ministry. My sons, my family, and other people work for us, they do the detail. They bring the major things to me. See, now, in the same way, the employees supposed to be like elders because you appoint them over your whole ministry, you see. Matter of fact, your staff should be. Apostles have the wisdom and discernment to recognize and appoint elders who are called and qualified. Apostolic ministry is necessary to set up at least proper leadership in the local church. Not only do they ordain, but they impart into leadership as well. How long have I been going, son?
34 minutes.
Good night.